While many people simply admire the beauty of a rose or the height of a cornstalk, researchers have been trying for decades to dig deeper on how plants use light to develop. Scientists at the UW-Madison have found an answer. They've learned by using X-rays on microscopic, crystallized forms of proteins called phytochromes in bacteria, they can devise a blueprint on how light tells a plant to germinate, grow, and flower. Plant geneticist Richard Veerstra says if phytochromes that respond a bit differently can be engineered and introduced, plants like corn could be dramatically changed.
If we could minimize how phytochromes work in a cornfield, we could minimize them trying to compete with each other for light, and so that they would hopefully spend more energy making seeds rather than making stalks and taller plants, which eventually fall over.
Veerstra says another potential change is to make some plants flower in the summer instead of the fall.
What good is that? Well, if they flower in the fall, they may not have enough time in Wisconsin to make the fruits that we want before freezing. Maybe we can push them so they flower in the summer.
Veerstra says people have been manipulating agriculture for thousands of years. Still, if you're not quite ready to rewrite your planting calendar, Veerstra says more testing is needed before the photochemical properties of the plant molecules will be changed. But he says the new blueprint will tell scientists exactly what to do. The UW-Madison research is published in the November 17th issue of the journal Nature. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.